making these points, so they are very complicated concepts. We've presented this to the working group a couple of times in company, which number was also sharing us that this is very complicated. You know, can you please explain this again? So I'm going to go through it, and I mean, I hope that some of the people can apply that on that. The other point is just to say that I think at South Garden is a real commitment that we need to accelerate CWP, we need to accelerate job creation at a meaningful level. And the third point I want to make before I start is that CWP, we think at a municipal level, is probably grossly underreported. And that's probably because the systems that are there actually don't really cater for a lot of jobs that need to be created and implemented at a meaningful level. And maybe the system can actually talk to them. A lot of the jobs that are created don't actually make it through because the system is very formal. It requires certain things to be done in a certain way, in a certain time, reported in a particular way. And if it doesn't, it gets unreported. Okay. So that's just a couple of introductory points. What we want to cover is just to inform the Standing Committee on regarding the performance of municipal EPWP performance in the current financial year. So outline how that role and some of the interventions we need to put in place in trying to accelerate and support EPWP. I have some of the challenges that we have at the municipal level and then to make some proposals. And I think, Chair, this is really a workshop to try and put out some ideas and come up with some proposals on how we can take the process forward. Our initial engagement was with the department started from 2008 when EPWP phase 2 was being conceptualized at the time. We were also aware that the target set for municipalities was 1.4 million job opportunities at the local level by 2013-14. And, you know, just to make a point, the survey centered on making EPWP more accessible and inclusive to a wide range of municipalities, ensuring that many municipalities as possible participate and creating a differentiated approach, particularly focusing on challenges facing poorer and more vulnerable municipalities. That's really our approach to this. Our oversight and concerns recommendations have been raised through our internal structures, our managing structures. We've taken it to provincial working groups, national working groups, and our national executive committee meetings. And we've also raised a number, you know, a couple of times here through the budget process and our comments on the budget process, a number of proposals and ideas around EPWP. So we think this is the first time we can actually talk specifically about EPWP without getting into the discussion about both budget process. Initially, for provinces, the initial recommendation for provinces and municipalities was three specific conditions that have to be set. And this was the initial proposal in 2008. That municipalities and provinces have to meet minimum targets for women, youth, people with disabilities. We need to meet minimum thresholds, and we need to report on the EPWP. So those are the three sets of conditions that we set in order to participate and to access the wage system. The impact of that proposal was that 44 municipalities will qualify for that wage incentive and will be eligible in the next financial year. A further 26 municipalities who, although reported, would not make would not be eligible because of a number of other criteria. So some of the inputs that we made initially around EPWP was to differentiate between rural, urban and rural areas, and what that resulted in was EPWP wage incentive was amended. There was rural bias, there is a different application between urban areas and rural areas, and I think the IRS asked you know. The EPWP employment creation targets, they were amended to provide a stronger incentive for employment in rural areas. The threshold, like Sandy mentioned earlier on, was brought down to zero for rural municipalities, but for the metros it remained, the target remained.
What is meant by
the threshold. The threshold for rural municipalities was zero. So you can tell me, this is a difficult concept.
Why?
in terms of full-time employment numbers. So the number of projects that were reported on was 1,391. FTEs were 40,000. Work opportunities. And we only started with work opportunities. I'm not sure because we haven't set ourselves targets for FTEs. And that's a more sustainable way of actually reporting. But nationally, the target has been set for job opportunities. And in fact, the point that you've also made, there's no correlation between incentives and job opportunities. Because in terms of the formula of the wage incentives, the correlation is between full-time opportunities and the wage incentives. So the work opportunities is actually good for reporting purposes without being public. But for the wage incentives,
or the provincial EPWA. So, I mean, I think
have to familiarize themselves with the key decision makers. So that when there are problems that are at this level, 30, 40, you know, there's a recall. And that's really been the basis of what we've been saying in terms of partnering and so on. What we also think is that greater focus should be, at the moment, the challenge is that greater focus is on reporting municipalities. Okay. The very good said about what we're going to do about non-reporting municipalities. The answer is 58. And we need to have interventions in place for that. We have a very technical, very sophisticated IT MIS system. We have the training for municipalities. There's a data capture that's coming about. But what is the specific intervention to get 158 into the system? And we think that there needs to be a specific target and intervention around that. And then we can improve once we use it. We think that there's limited access to peer-to-peer learning. We think that municipalities, if you begin bringing them together, maybe at a district level, and its capacity provided, to start sharing ideas, and then we can elevate that to a provincial level. Because the issue is about innovation in terms of the type of projects that you can and the labor intensive methods that are being used, the different ways in which labor intensive methods are being used. So I think that there's a lot of work and opportunities there.
And so I
love
that the public way
around the management information, the IT system. We think expert training support around it is important, but the municipality equally needs less capacity. And the municipality doesn't have so much. We've done a survey of where access at the municipal level, and there are some municipalities here who actually have very limited or no internet access. So if the entire EPWC reporting is based on an IT system, there's 10 municipalities that this is never going to be able to get to that. So we need to take that into account. Reporting standards on local government EPLD performance. We think that the financial reporting and the confusion around reporting. I know it's not, it's something that applies to all the grounds. So, I'm not suggesting that that would be something that should apply only to EPLDT, but it does create confusion. The different sectors sometimes combine and sometimes separated when reported on, but we think that there isn't sufficient focus on environment, social, and also more innovative infrastructure type of projects. So, because at the moment, if you go to a municipality and you say, who's your EPWC person, more than likely it's going to be the person responsible for the capital budget. There are many, many, many other projects that you can implement around EPWP that are outside the capital budget. So, if you want to employ 100 people to clean up the streets in the area, that's not going to happen if the head of capital projects is going to be running and reporting on EPWP. It's unclear if youth training, women with disability figures are being captured, I'm not sure, but there's some advice around it. We think there's, like I said earlier on, the limited council awareness and ownership of EPWP projects, despite the general political commitment. We think there's strong political commitment, we don't think there's sufficient awareness. There's a need for greater role clarification between EPWP and infrastructure programs at the municipal level, because that's where it should be. It should be seen as a strategic intervention around economic development. Okay. So it should be one of the things. The economic development directors that are not driving this process and not infrastructure itself. Capacity challenges at a local level, clearly there's definitely a problem there. Dependence on third party contractors to capture and report monitoring. So in those municipalities, there are really no capacity. And obviously, there are many service providers want to explain the future about the confusion in terms of reporting, in terms of not in 1 year, but in 4 years. It cannot be repeated again. If in 2008, 58 installations qualified for EPWP, they'll be able to start going down in 2009. So there's always going to be a lag of one entire financial year.
Okay.
And therefore, what we think is we need to rethink how we implement it. So that we just rather get all of them in one, operating in one financial year, and then rather begin improving. So that we are. Because this, like this, what we're doing is we're taking up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 financial years to make sure we move from, in fact, 44 or 68 to 135. 5 financial years. These are some of the proposals that the department has made currently in terms of improving the proposals to move forward, and we generally agree. The thing about increasing the rural incentive to 60 days, continuation of the zero threshold for rural municipalities, the minimum, the nominal incentive to set for the final. Some of the specific suggestions we want to make is that more extensive MIS training and capacity needs to be provided at the municipal level. The system needs to be simplified and made in areas more fun. We have asked for access to the system. Maybe in fact we have direct access to the system to begin understanding some of the challenges that go with it, but we haven't been able to get access to that. So that might assist us in terms of monitoring and communication, that we can get the figures, we can then get it out to the municipalities as quick as they can. There is a technical support and accessibility that needs to be provided in municipality in terms of the infrastructure, but I think that would be needed. More direct face-to-face interaction with support, especially on non-reporting municipalities. We think that as SAUGA we can provide
remote
SAUGA can provide PPWP knowledge platform. That would provide good practice guidelines. If we get institutional entity, we'll find a short list on that. I think there's a need maybe to develop, we just put in our idea, develop a municipal e-government policy, so a generic policy, and one way of institutionalizing something within a municipality is by adopting a policy. If there's a generic policy, then the policy gets read and gets institutionalized within we think that we need to ask for the fiscal incentives for the 158 municipalities, maybe we need to think of some ideas about that. For 155 municipalities, we need to borrow against incentives to give you additional resources, so we can do that. Using the waste incentive to extend it to the infrastructure, there are many ways in which we can look at job creation. Cleaning of public spaces, rivers, parks, so we've done in some areas. Collection and recycling of household waste. Again, if you get a capital plan and capital projects, you're running collection of and recycling of waste is something we've seen as a development project. Only in some areas, but creation, maintenance of food gardens, community safety, let's say go on. But if you go to a typical council, you do a survey, more than 67% will tell you that they were not aware that we've got a product that we can use for this kind of thing. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Issues are different for me.
really. But we do know that provision is sort of our funding to the rest for evolving this money or committing this money. I don't know if at this stage there's a state you want to comment, not a case in the focal. I see that you think case there, I said, but you are to. That's a quick and now let me start with Costa. Costa, do you want to comment? That's right.
That's not all that.
What is? Okay, I understand that there might be to you. Please take use of those funds.
Okay, thank you very much. Taking what is being presented, through summer.
Now, there's nothing wrong with stuff before you responded to the question. That's it, okay? And background from Costum, so that the
thank you. My name is Sam Bandata. I'm from Cooperative Government and Traditional Affairs in the Municipal Infrastructure Unit responsible for program management regarding the LEAP program. I have a few comments that I want to raise after listening to the presentation, the two figure presentation, and including the one of Sabah. I think we can all agree that the issue of reporting is cross-cutting as an issue that requires attention. And maybe also I can highlight that through the LEAP program...
Louder.
Yes.
And further. You know what I expected from you?
Uh-huh.
I would have expected you to say, as Costa, this is the kind of pressure that we have, and the kind of monetary mechanism we have, and those are the challenges that you have encountered.
Okay.
I don't want you to respond to this presentation now, but I want to understand your support to this program, and for the start as well, to respond. You may start with a reference, make a reference to some of the presentations, but I think that your main, what occurred is that your main comment should really be how you are structured to respond to this presentation.
That it makes a difference when I'm standing than when I'm sitting. Taking two from the end.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, if you want to indicate then is that through the LEAP program, we also are registering the infrastructure project where the societies are required to indicate which projects are they implementing, which comply with the CWG guidelines. Where they must to indicate which projects are the large incentives. So we are able also to seek that information with regard to the CWP projects. And of course, also if they implement projects prior to that they indicate the number of projected employment that they anticipate through the course of the project. And of course, as they implement the project, then they actual completion, that they indicate how much employment have they generated through those infrastructure projects. So we have, of course, the system of monitoring through the DMIS, but also through the monthly reporting through the Excel spreadsheet as well. As it has indicated, that some of the suppliers are struggling with the web-based system in terms of reporting. But coming to challenges very quickly is that the issue of under-reporting by municipalities is also our concern. And not only that, the issue also of monitoring whether are these municipalities implementing these projects according to EC, WP guidelines, that is very labor intensive type of courier. So those are the two main challenges that I can indicate. That was reporting, under reporting, the monitoring task that we have, that we have decided that in this financial year, the focus is going to be on monitoring, especially through the site visits, working together with provinces, just to make sure that there is really value for money and the municipalities comply with the baseline that they provide on their business plan when they plan to implement this project. I think I'll leave it my input or comment to the chair. Thank you.
Thank you.
Improve, but there are, we do agree that there are still issues. Department of Legislation has pointed out Article 15 for the Division of Revenue Act, kicking committee requirements, as well as the Public Finance Management Act as it relates to the requirements around budgetary performance, given the fact that these are funds that account effectively after the fact. On these issues, we're constantly engaging with the TCS, and we are currently through the main recommendation. The Technical Committee on Finance, which is basically the heads of the Treasury, to address how they can better align with, and we will shortly be making recommendations to them. The second issue, Chair, is around, or the third issue is around going forward from a policy perspective, where the incentives should be based. I think we still need to answer the question as to whether or not it is appropriately placed within the Division of Revenue Act or somewhere else, given the fact that the Division of Revenue Act has certain requirements around how a grant should be managed and whether or not how we can marry the two and whether or not we should look out for those questions in the answer. And then, of course, the continued importance of intensive communication and engagement with provinces and municipalities from National Public. We agree very, very strongly with Salga on this. There is still a lot of misunderstanding that we still need to deal with and address. And as that communication grows, we continually believe that that will improve the performance of the craft. In fact, the solutions that we are currently proposing with respect to how provinces in particular should budget for this money, appropriate it, and how they can align with the PSMA requirements are very, very strongly reliant on good communication and understanding of how the incentive works. If provinces and municipalities don't understand how the incentive works, then any solution you put forward really doesn't operate better. And then finally, Jeff, also, I think it's important for everyone to note the fact that part of the challenges that are experienced by the or the experience in the implementation of the incentives are because of other inherent problems in provinces and municipalities that, you know, that they're not that the incentive is literally just exposing. Particularly in the infrastructure planning side in provinces. Chair will be aware that we have raised this, and we've discussed this issue in the past, that we really need to improve our infrastructure planning. What you find is that, particularly at the provincial level, you find a lot of infrastructure planning happening almost on a yearly basis, where we should try to move to more of a multi-year basis. The consequence of this is that when you have an incentive that operates like this, you find that in the first 2 quarters of the provincial financial year, very little happens. And only in the third and fourth quarter do you start getting action, and then only literally in the last few weeks and months do you see incentives actually move. Hence the very, very bad report that you see at the end of December only now starting to improve. But yeah, I think I will stop there because those are the issues for us. Now, I have to emphasize to everyone that we are engaging on a continuous basis with the National Department of Public Works to deal with any of the difficulties around implementation. And also, of course, as part of the medium-term strategy committee, we really look at the budget and what we can contribute, because it's a very important program, and we want to put as much as we can into it.
Thank you very much. My apologies for ambush you, and that was very good. We're not aware that the department has submitted a claim in this incentive
I'm going to ask the person who has not spent on this time. And because they have not received any of the 23 million allocated to the province, we are not sure how we are going to record our book. Rather than ban the book, because we have allocated, we have appropriated the 23 million, but we have not received the cash for the 23 million. Thanks.
Okay. So what you're saying is that the communication does not set you aside there. You are aside there in the communication. It's between the department, National Park West, and directly with the department that is involved.
Okay. I see Edward Provincial told us nothing very good. You want to get the public gift? I don't know if you have any edition. Here, I'll take less than 5 minutes because our issues are almost similar. My name is Tim Longo from the 25th Provincial Australia. I think the biggest challenge with this grant has been communication. And I think it was introduced when the framework has not been thoroughly thought through on how it's going to be implemented. To make an example, we received a nominal amount that it was indicated for 500,000. But there was really nothing that was guiding us. Even if we were to take our cue from National Australia, there was nothing that was going to guide us. And we did exactly what we did. We appropriated the money. Only at a later stage we became aware that we shouldn't have actually appropriated the money. But then the question becomes, why was it included in our allocation letter that came to provinces? Because anything that is in the allocation letter, you appropriate it to the various departments. And I think if you look at the presentation by the department on slide number 5, around the appropriation of funds, I think they need to help us because they say the regional public bodies should incorporate the central allocation into their budgeting and planning process. How do you do that when you are not going to get the money? That becomes the problem. And I want also to refer to the incentive grant manual that has been made available by the department. We were given the figures in the around February 2009 to include them in our 2009-10 budget. The manual, first edition of the manual, is dated October 2009. Now, you can clearly see that at the beginning, where this manual was supposed to be there, there was no manual that guides provinces and treasuries on how to deal with it. And if you go, and I would like them that now that the government is here, they need to respond to this question. In that manual on page 10, under paragraph 1.8, paragraph C, they say, in terms of the incentive system, I'm just reading, I'm finishing here. No, I'm not even finishing.
I know. I don't want to ask you about time, but what I want to ask you to is to, I think that you have pointed out the shortcomings of our constitution. I don't want you to go into, we don't want you to go into details or all of the things. It takes 2 years to be able to But I think what we really like you to do is also to propose, because I couldn't speak to you about this, you, the provincial fellow, you have no role. You have money, so that there's no role. Okay, so that's
okay.
Sorry, you have to give you the one.
Can be appropriate. So lots of stuff is done manually, and this requires a lot of time and training. And the issue about communication is very, very important.
Well, thank you very much.
Well,
CWB and the other is talking two different stories. So I would really hope that there will be more alignment between the reporting of national project delivery and then also from national project work. And then some other comments I want to make on the budget allocations and communications, it was mentioned. So I just want to make a proposal to say that on the RTP grant, when a province complies with the requirements of DORA, then you will normally get the letter from National Treasury which says that you are complying to this and this and this, and therefore you need to make the allocation. Just to make a proposal, this can be made to the requirements of National Treasury with two Treasury, then it will help us a lot. And then I just want to comment on something. There was something that I picked up in some presentations which was definitely wrongly reported because from Norway we have not received one single thing from the National Public Works. So there may be that one is also a challenge for us. I think the other probably have some. Thank you.
Thank you. on the same way in surgery and done up for so far. The other and last issue is just on the issue now of verifying the information that happened to us in the topic. We decided together with them that this day we really be focusing on cleaning up the database. So that when we conduct the site with the project, we are able really to verify the information that I put in.
Thank you for the than 8 to 5 years ago, maybe using indigenous people to work for school here. So it was an obvious choice to then, and we had that problem the first year. We were allocated to work and then we had to transfer back from all of. And that's basically
how
two different departments?
Yes.
We work both and public work. No, we transport on its own and then work on it. The first thing I want to mention to you is that for us as a problem, we have to budget as appropriate with certainty. And that's the basic problem that came from the Quran, because it's very uncertain in terms of what you're going to actually do. Right? And then this comes from the issue of, is this actually a grant? I personally don't believe it's a grant. It's something that has been squeezed and mold to look like a grant, but it cannot be a grant because performance based on something that happened 2 years ago. And any kind of project forward over the 10 years, we don't even know if we can reach our minimum target, go above it to get above that. So, first, I don't believe it's a grant, and it shouldn't have been issued in that way. What I want to add to that change is that this EPWP grant tries to incentivize government do what government should be doing in the first place.
Yes.
And therefore, I mean, government of Canada, we've been trying to do the follow up, therefore we've been getting a major share of the grant. Because as government, we need to create jobs, we create and have creating jobs, and we benefit from each one. This is an additional incentive. Therefore, when the money is allocated to us, we can spend it as a province as we wish. Because 2 years ago, we already spent that money almost in our website. So if ours, the problem we have is with the certainty, that's the major problem. And that comes from a lack of communication at the national level. Therefore, there's greater distance to land consumers as well. And the other problem that I have here is that at the start of the new financial year, sure you can have certainty in what the problem should be getting for that year. And by the adjustment process, have a certain figure. We came in, we were first of 169, the allocation is a very close factor of meaning that then 153 to 24, 10, 13 to work, creating problems for us. 4 weeks later, we can run in and say, there's an extra half emergency. Now, the rain of hope, we can't spend it on services a week or so next year to be appropriate. Somewhere hanging idle. The money that could be used this year for services a week is not being used. And then lastly, Chair, something else I want to add, and that was the National Public Work. I know it's a digital amount, but we have to include it in our website. That's the way provinces work. You can't tell me when you give me $100 million this year, but wait till the following year before you can use it. It doesn't work that way. In our website, we need to include it, we need to appropriate it, and we need to spend the money. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Is that the colleague from the Western Cape Summit? You're welcome. Okay, I just guessed because we were told that you were delayed. These are the names. You're welcome. We have honorable members. You are here for yourself. I think that this is the information that we have been really wanting to hear. And it is there. Nicholson seems to be agreeing with me. We have the member of the parliament. Now, I mean, I think you're raising your hand. I don't know. Sheila, this thing we are telling you is just getting into it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Stefan. I think it is a
sort of number of times. what our area request with members is that members, we don't have any issues this afternoon. We do have an issue. Maybe we'll be wanted to protect the case one. But the plea is not possible because up to now, as members and owners of this meeting, we have not participated in this meeting. And we need to participate because our meeting. We will keep the responses on your behalf, but I would like you to engage before you leave. Over to you.
Sure, well, I'd like to say, that this is a good thing, not to cry about. Listen to the whole school. Because what we want to do is we want to create jobs, we want the money to get there to the people who are going to create jobs. And it's not getting there. And it's money that's decided it for. That's lying there, that's lying idle. Why do we have this incentive scheme? I don't know whether it really is or not. And then it's only certain municipalities that actually get it. The reporting system should be made so easy that all municipalities can get it. So I'm quite happy about the zero FTE the threshold, that's fine, for rural municipalities, but it should be available to all municipalities because we must get the money where it belongs. Now, there's one specific thing where there seems to be a tendency to say that we would move away more from infrastructure. Whereas the FFP says, and I think quite correctly, that we should concentrate on infrastructure, and specifically also the maintenance of infrastructure. And I think this is what the Zulu itself, provincial federal said, that they use it on their own specifically. And this is where the rest of the provinces are really losing out because they're not using that money for infrastructure maintenance. Just the last thing that I want to ask, Chair, and it is just a way. Specifically with poorer municipalities where they have overdraft and the money is paid over. Is that money used to cover the overdraft? That is actually used for further benefit.
Chairman, I think what is good with the here is that there is a lack of communication between first, second, and third tier government. I also for the manner in which money is being allocated is way too complex for rural municipalities, which do not have the infrastructure capacity. And I really think that we should review this entire process of allocation, because it's not reaching the people in the ground. And I think, with due respect, there's too much red tape involved. We should simplify the manner in which the money is being transferred to the local government. Thank you.
There's a request to accommodate COVID by allowing a response. But I think that what they were saying, they were emphasizing the issue that they is being emphasized. Mamoutis, do you have a comment on what these two members have said? I hope that you can, that Mike can argue.
Money was too badly allocated,
And the software public work has nothing to show in terms of the data what happened to that money. So we are mindful of the responsibility of accountability. And the waste account that gives this incentive has been best administered, actually has been agreed, was treasury according to the accepted way that they were quantity from the
government. And so here is what I would expect. What these members are saying, such affairs, many members do not have the capacity. You told us that you have 95 cataracts, right? I mean, cataracts. Then, when Sasha was reporting, I asked for this, where did this start?
My language is this way, it does not exist. This is a you told us that there is 90%. I'm not sure where they are working, or whether they are divided or not, not office, because they say that there is no capacity from the ground. Now, what the committee are raising, they are saying for rural or for municipalities. And it means that they will not have access. The provincial government has also indicated that there are problems at the provincial level. Maybe there are problems at provincial departments. How much more with regional municipalities? Provincial departments, therefore, thought it was a qualified sentiment. But provincial departments also differ from urban to rural. And the fact that your presentation was very well said. But now is access to this money. And maybe good commenters where people are saying you work this month, I mean this year. Then now though I saw your presentation was saying in October, why did it take you so long to to refund or whatever you do with people. Why can't you? People are saying simplify your reporting mechanism. And the difficulty that you can see. That's why we're here today, to say how do we really encourage access? So there are different decisions made. And clearly, this committee will be confronted later this year with a request for a rollover. Because you could not stand this man because of your reporting mechanisms that really are not friendly to your small municipalities, all kinds of things. Okay. You want to comment? No. Accountability is what this committee wants it accountable. You know, I think if you can, you know, the provincial service, they say you gave this money, but they allocated the one third fund, only to find out they were not supposed to have done that. Because by the time they allocated it, the people had not been required after the spend. They thought that somehow government directs, provincial government directs, if you allocate funds and you identify which department, then there are those funds will be committed as such. But now they didn't do that. But there's no communication between the provinces and the what you call between your and yourself. Sometimes in some instances, communication directly to the Department of Health Public Works, which deals with clearly the issue that also they are raising is to say, I think it was in Pumalanga or another case that said it was a top down of the college kind of a thing. Besides that, then they say you shall use it. These are the conditions. Without allowing people to engage, what is it that would
We can simplify this land. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. We have noted the concerns raised by the FSC, by Congress, and the various provinces. We will be calling for a major meeting with all these stakeholders to address concerns raised by the honourable members in the because I don't think we can respond like on an individual basis, but it just features every query. Just to give this committee the assurance that we will be calling that meeting soon to discuss these challenges raised and then pass the way forward. And amongst that will be how we can simplify reporting to ensure easier.
Okay, in other words, you're saying if it's reporting, that's what we're talking about. It's communication. How to communicate. Okay.
Thanks, I think Cindy has covered what I wanted to actually allay the fears that we have listened, and issues around communications came out very strong, including the support to rural municipalities. And going forward, I think we need to then focus on how we think to fight, particularly the website, the capturing of the information into the system, because that is what we do to pay out the incentive for students to look into the issue of capturing information and verifying CBD.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Why does it take almost 4 years to identify the blockage in terms of problems? And why must we hear today about the system alignment and all the other things that we're hearing when the expanded demand, the phase two, has already started? Why must we hear about this problem now? And who must resolve this problem? I just want to ask this question to Treasury and Public Works. The basic drivers of this program are to be given it from that center from national. Why is it that the process that has been designed by both those departments creates so much problems, and it seems that they are not even interaction. The issue of turf, and creating all kinds of wiring to make it impossible for this program to be implemented. Why is it so? Why is it that the government broke particularly this particular program? It would be hampered by the same political procedure created that actually does not see the result on the ground. Who must then resolve those issues? Now, my understanding that Treasury, the intermediate body, needs it resolves, it sets out certain systems that must be applicable. Why is it shifting of all programs all the time when it has to implement the program? And who must resolve this issue? Is it the issue to be resolved by politicians, or is it the issue that must be resolved by practitioners, which is used in the room? Next on the province and local. Well, put differently. What is it that is going to be done 4 years down the line make sure that 158 municipalities have capacity to implement all the drawdowns. Surely what happened from what we see, there's what happened some of them. Why is it that, because you are perfectly telling the lengthy explanation, but that does not explain how the problem has been resolved in order for the implementation to happen. Now, 158 municipalities are unable to draw down for the cost, and therefore, it's 125 down. We have all the process that is taking place, a number of things, because of certain things that happen, because of the wire that we have, that is somewhere at the top. Now, I'm asking a simple question. Why aren't this problem resolved at the technical level? In order that the program is realized. I suspect why it's not happening. The main suspect why it's not happening. And of course, normally the people who have the wiring will always put in place every time. Processes that become complicated in order for them to be able to stay at that level, continue to say this is not happening. Somebody must be blamed when the processes have been created to make this possible to happen. So I'm just quite frustrated to have sat here and listened to the torture of the problem. And senior officials that are explaining the problem of communication amongst them, we can't resolve. And this got money, there's a problem, actually. So, Chair, sorry for my frustration. I'm actually frustrated. Say 4 years now, in 2018, that we're sitting in this room only to hear the problem why this is not happening. Now, what is to be done? Do we have a team that we can put together that speaks to the implementation? Program is there. Money is there. Shouldn't we be saying the most critical and the principal task to be, we put the most skilled officials and the others in place to be able to keep the road running to resolve the problems in order for the program to be implementation team, starting. Why can't we talk about something like that to resolve the problem? And I don't, the Treasury in its open area, I would like to hear Treasury speak to this because the point, the finger point is that. And earlier the Treasury did explain that thing. That must be good. This thing is so simple. I mean, program is there. Why is it that is the problem? There's mountains to climb for this to happen. So I don't want to explain the point of making that I'm suspect why this is a problem. It remains a suspect issue, but at least I'll invite some comments here. There are a number of things you have thought of, just go right down to this question because I'm hearing that. And it's not about to us that we sit here, it's just for sale.
They reported about capacity, about the Thank you, Ted, and thanks for the presentation. However,
important as well. Practically, this program can be defined from time day. Can you share us the value for money in this program and to why that it continues the way it is continuing? Just my number one. There are so many questions, but I'm going to know this particular issue. Sanka, I share the concerns of my colleague. If you're looking from the middle into the inside. For instance, the representative from Sanka says he can respond to this zero, a zero minimum or whatever, but he does not think most municipalities care. I had a problem. And he also said some of the municipalities do not have access to internet. So if a public web is going to look into the electronic versions or electronic access, how are they going to do it if some of them do not have access to internet? That's a problem. I hope we will be able to have more questions after that if you go agree. But also Trader, I have a problem with Trader because I'm sure public work will be kind to you to ask for rollover the environment and to get it. And that is just the way to find the bottleneck or wire that can be created. That's all right.
I know we invited you. I went to the 15th virtual dinner. We invited you. I know that it's a new class. Maybe I don't know your experience about this. So I'd like to ask you now if you have a comment. Would you appreciate it now?
Thank you very much, Chair. I don't really have much to comment on in terms of what we've been discussing so far, except to say that it has been very full pressure, I think, for me. A lot of us know that the moment comes right after the event, not more questions you ask, the proper context of the understanding will enhance our understanding of what needs to be done. Thank you.
Public web, I'm not sure if I should allow you to respond on this matter. I think matters are very clear. Issues are very clear. But to my father colleague, the request is that we should have a meeting with you and get to understand, or maybe just put this request the other way around. That maybe you should try, I think the suggestion is that try to strengthen your national office. We assume that they are provincial offices. Maybe they might even be the regional offices. Because all of us now is not directed to you. It's directed to the national department. You know, I agree with colleagues. You know, we had a difficult as a committee whether to call this meeting. We remember we had this meeting before. And then because of during the strike of Oman Khalifa, and we wanted to offer it, we thought that we should then reconvene today. But we think that it was aware in the convening this meeting. Because our resolve is very simple to make sure that this incentive works.
must work for the provinces, it must work for the municipalities.
I don't want to effect this incentive was introduced. And at that time, some of us were heading into opinion. We had discussions about whether the way it was designed, it would be difficult to work. Now, colleagues are saying after 4 years, we're still where we are. We don't want you to respond as to why, at the third quarter, the problem is we're at 41%. Now, it has done. FFC shows us the figures, but with the percentage that was at the end of the third quarter. Only 57% or 58% was used. Clearly there are problems. The only person in this house who is allowed to work retrospective is the police officer. You do your work, you say to them, now at the end of this financial aid, this is what you have done. Here are the books, a check of books. But the rest of us, we can't work like that. Our mandate is really not to do like that. Our mandate is to ensure that we deliver services. So, what we'd really like to do public work. I think public work does conceive that there are challenges. It does conceive that every conceptualization of the project clearly there wasn't this kind of communication. We need this kind of communication in public work. And you have undertaken to convene the meeting. This committee is a very tricky committee. If you say you will do something, it wants time frame. We want feedback from that I'm not sure if from where you're sitting now you can be able to say on a particular date you will convene this meeting. Because that's what you want to hear. When is this meeting going to be convened? And feedback from that meeting. It is unfortunate that the portfolio committee could not be here. Yeah. So that to understand the extent of the challenge. I don't think that they understand the extent of the challenge from in the way it would be headed today. Would really like and ordinary. There was a government policy where we have that there are no this your NIF system doesn't work. We want them to have access to it. We don't want the 136 municipalities to have access. We want 383 municipalities to have access. And we can't keep on prolonging that. Because prolonging that, we are, at the beginning, we did indicate that we're meeting at a time where the economy is shedding jobs. Government is putting money aside for job creation. For those ordinary people who can't access those highly skilled jobs, but so that they can have access to labor intensive program. Now there's an opportunity for labor intensive program. The money is there. You remember Dr. Fuqua when he was in prison? The minister there will say in South Africa the problem is not the money. The problem is around implementation. The money is there. This committee will be requested to roll over this money. Can't think of the problem. And it's from this report that we had today.
the report is standing, the request is that clearly it is there. All that you left with you is waiting for the adjustment to approve. Okay, roll is over.
I can't roll it over everything. That is why we have come here. That's why we have convened you today. And we don't want, when we convene this meeting again, but when we do it, we don't want to hear this kind of reporting that we have. But also, colleagues from SARA, there are a number of grants from national service that are meant to capacitate municipalities. And those grants are not yielded. Let's say, for instance, the SMC, the financial management grant, it has got a basic reason what is called intention to capacitate municipalities. It has been 200 million for years. So remember, when we were here with NSOP, we were asking, why is this grant not growing? Only now, it will go over, it will grow over NCF up to 212 million pounds. That is still nothing when so many municipalities don't have capacity. It's a grant that is supposed to get to both municipalities, for the municipalities to build their own capacity. But man, nobody is applying for this grant. There's another grant. What is this? Not MIT, the other one. The system grant. All those grants are there. People are not taking those grants. I think that leadership of SARA, when the members are saying, they can't understand as well. And it cannot be the responsibility of national and provinces and other people, and SARA doesn't take their responsibility for this matter. When there are these grants and municipalities are not accepting it, and municipalities come and carry out here, and must accept that now, you don't have what is called the capacity to fight. You don't have the access to internet to fight. You don't have this other thing to fight. Where there are grants that are available for you to take up. And you're not taking those grants. You know, those grants have been here so small for years. Please, come. Please. If you know, I'm really appealing to you. I'm appealing to you. Big time from my heart. Please. I'm really appealing to you. Make sure. I mean, from now on, when your next meeting should really discuss this issue, what is it that you want to do? Who would want the national government, in terms of Section 154 of the Constitution, the enjoined national and provincial government to support them? The Municipal Finance Management Act, Section 34, it does the same. But we can't also hold our arms and wait for this manna to come from heaven. And it is a manna already built by grants that are meant to build capacity. All that municipalities are supposed to do is to apply for this grant. That's all that is supposed to do. Of course, you account. And of course, but also the public web, you have it for yourself. Your report says you have got 9 acres captured, but where are you waiting? This data captured, where are they waiting? Please convene that meeting, and that meeting must have clearly clear objective, so that you can come with measurable objective at that meeting. This grant must work. It must work. It is there. It must work. But
that people have reported a number of things, the way you're reporting land and that, and the length of time it takes for you to, to give people road funds. I think that it is not assisting. I think the presentation by FFC, I think it was constructive. Marked by providing new mechanisms of ensuring that this grant is working. What if, for instance, Department A or Municipality B says that we have a day by 10 program, 50 people were employed, and still those 50 people were employed, but these were only for a day. What do you do? What is it that you are going to do? I think the area that municipalities identify, they can be also classified as infrastructure. I mean, in our environment, you must go to the township. You must go to the township and see how the environment is. My father says, no, we can only clear the environment along the road only for 5 meters. And beyond that, whose responsibility that is? The grass is growing and all kinds of things across. No, nobody is taking responsibility for that. My father says, we're only responsible for 5 meters from the road. The rest of that is not ours. And our people get right. So I'm really appealing to you. I'm appealing to you to say that I think that you're sitting with the 4 billion and your structures are not in place to afford this 4 billion. How is it on earth is now expecting this 4 billion to work if we don't have proper structures? And I think that maybe we should go down from so that for yourself, you don't only depend on this, we're sitting in the beautiful offices of our company waiting for the boss to come. But you cannot say for yourself, I have seen this work in the Eastern Cape municipality. It was done. We have really done this work. This is the work that has done. We depend on the report. Because those of us sometimes will go there to see for ourselves. Because as members, we are certain for, but sometimes we do introspection. So that we, and in many instances, you find that some of the things that are reported. And so, if you look at the reports of the Auditor General, they will tell you. And those reports of the Auditor General will tell you that this is what is reported, but they have no. People could not quantify those things that they could not have to call it proof, the things that they have reported. So we really appeal to you, but not all I want from you, what it was now, is to say, when are you going to convene, when and how are you going to convene that meeting? Are you going to convene for a time meeting, the provinces? You really need dinner. That is going to work. It is going to work. We can't let the country continue thinking the way we have to. It must work. When is that going to work? When are you going to convert that meeting?
Thank you, Chair. Have you communicated that day to you once we have signed the committee that you can promise will be a really prioritized? In
delivery
by the
results.
And if you
come, you
take that
day to
you as well as the
day
going
for the back. No, it's fine. You do that. That is welcome. But we'll give you, I will hope that in 7 days' time, I think that we rise, I think I will rise on the 26th, 27th, somewhere there.
that would be don't want to come to like that time, sometime next week, would really want to communicate that day.
Very okay. I just wanted to mention that on the 28th of May, we'll be having a midweek meeting that was chaired by the minister. And I don't want to create an impression that says that the minister or the political principals on their side, they haven't been trying to engage on the political side on this EPW. It could be some of the things that are lacking within our own officials in terms of making sure that we meet and we create this forum. So what I believe is that this issue will be prioritized on the VMAC agenda so that we can be able then to agree with the MHNCs on how we are going to address all these issues and also provide you with the definite date for the constituent aspect.
I'm still about politics, you know. If you like, want to have a date, if you call me at 12 midnight, for me it's fine. It is fine for me. I'm not going to have a plane next week, but on any other day during that time. Because I want it to work, and I'm really serious. You know, would want it. If that once you die, I know that time maybe Parliament will have arisen, but I would like to have that day. I would like to know that day. Please don't call it for November or when. It's not soon. Soon must mean sooner than later. Please. Comrade from Saga, colleague from Saga.
Much as we are not shying away from the questions that have been posed here, one of us think an indication that we, I think in our presentation there has been an indication that having learned from the prophets, that is why there was a demand to say workshops were going with those who said the prophets, to say how do we bring there's a concept of EPW to be understood by councillors in totality. So I think we have done something as our, and we have committed ourselves to say we'll continue doing the very same job to say how our councillors are going to be made aware that this is what is going to happen. One of the we talked about some other sectors that can be kept as an EPW project. And those are the things that we're taking forward and forward. And again, the other questions that I think we also have to come to an agreement that the minister admitted to be convened, where we will be bringing all responses to all of those questions, especially on how we approach the process within municipalities in terms of service delivery. Those are the things that we bring in, but we also want to understand is this the meeting that's going to be convicted for the Department of Public Works that will be together in it, or I'm going to have a separate meeting as well. So that we bring more information that will bring an understanding to the honorable member to say some have been engaged and have accepted their own to say we have an interest in seeing that our countries develop from the point that they are today.
My understanding, understanding is that the standing committee on appropriation will have its own meeting with FAGA, maybe to try to say these are the opportunities that are available to you as my party. I would like you to take advantage of it. It's between ourselves, yourself and us, and that is the meeting that not much of what you're about. But in terms of the meeting by the communication now, that's how I want to, I mean, public work, national public work, what to embark on. I
really don't know how they're going to do it, but whether they would want to, Mr. Fisher said, they don't want to prevent anything now until they have their own meeting on the 28th of May. And from there, clearly, they would discuss the nature of that meeting, whether it's going to be provinces including Sada, or they will have a separate meeting for Sada. But what we want to propose to Sada is that give them that meeting at a high level. There should be other meetings at going down. So that what we have today, that given the leadership of Manchester, sometimes don't understand it because of not provide communication. All of us must take responsibility. And that's why we were saying, maybe there's a lot of what you call the money from the National Strategic Square. We were supposed to convene those meetings to assist. It is actually a responsibility of national parties, because they have the money to ensure that this succeeds. But from your side, to assist them to ensure that it goes to the smallest municipality. Because to us, it's not a question of the 126 municipalities that have been identified. Why did we not identify the other municipalities? It was all over the country. And it's possible that many of those municipalities that are not in the 126 could be those municipalities that are in the rural area. Not that it's better in the urban area. Not better. But it's worse, of course, in the rural area, you know, where people really depend on those municipalities. In the urban area, people can do other things to access job opportunities. And we have not discussed today with National Party Square, this FCD, what it meant. Your presenter also was talking about the difference between FCD and job opportunities. Would we not members of the Party Square? We don't understand those words because it is critical. Our job is to ensure that the money, the budget that we are allocating, is working. That is the job of this committee. And if it's not working, also the responsibility of this committee to find out why. So I'm saying we didn't get into those in critiques, you know. We'd want to get to that. So that because sometimes we hear that other people are underreporting. You reported as an under-reporter. How do you make sure that you simplify this thing? So, that's what we really requesting from the National Department of Public Works. And I'm sure by the time they convene that meeting, then there is a blue mentality of what we can do. But I hope that there are good practices elsewhere. You understand the situation? No, it's from Facebook. I hear a Korean music on TV saying Kulukulu, no vendors are right, no vendors are right saying. Man, the thing that I was saying is the pain of our mouth is no longer there. But what people were saying was that people they were appreciating the work opportunities that were created. Let's move away from 76 and make this thing work. Well, I'm going to have given a long sermon. I don't want to say a Zionist priest, but I offend other people. But I'm in a fabric first. But the committee asked me on Monday, she's over the weekend, she called me chair, remember I started to go to chair. And I do want to go to chair, except that the ANC sometimes of course the other half of the duty. So I look at on this side and my bread button. I may go to chair on Sunday and come back on Monday, I don't have the job. Thank you very much, man. And I would like to apologize to my colleagues in their absence here that we thought that the meeting would end at 1, but the meeting would end at, the meeting now is ending at 1:30. Well, how are you? We are going through a job, unfortunately. Thank you very much. I understand, I'm sure that you are invited to lunch.